waking up with us.
Well, today we are talking Decision 2024, talking the upcoming election. And one of our gubernatorial candidates, Tammy Miller, our current lieutenant governor, out on the campaign trail. She joins me on the phone this morning. Lieutenant Governor, thank you so much for being on the morning show today.
Well, good morning, Bill. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Let's talk a little bit. You have been very, very busy with town hall meetings and really getting out there and talking to the people in North Dakota. What are you hearing coming back? What's going on at the town halls?
Well, we have been to more than 45 communities and have had some great community events, that visiting with community leaders, touring businesses, and then sitting down with the local citizens to hear what's on their mind. And we are hearing a lot of common themes across the state of North Dakota related to workforce, housing, childcare, taxes, and infrastructure. Those seem to be the biggest issues we hear across the state. And I do want to thank the Wahpeton community. I think we had our very first community visit and town hall meeting in early March in Wahpeton. We had a town hall at the Frying Pan and had a great tour of NDSCS, and also spent some time over at your CTE center and actually toured some of the new homes that the students are building. So really great work being done in your community, and we hope to take some of that model to other parts of our state.
Tammy, let's talk for a minute about the economy. I know this has been kind of a hot button issue for a lot of people, the inflation, the price at the grocery store, price at the gas pumps. What's coming back from the people you've been talking to, and what are their concerns regarding the economy?
Well, we absolutely do have a lot of concerns with inflation, and the best thing we all can do to curb inflation is to make sure we have a change in Washington, D.C., and when we go to the polls in November, and make sure that we elect Donald Trump, who will help us reduce inflation, secure the border, and reduce interest rates.
So, Tammy, let's talk a little bit, too, and going a little bit further on this, about energy, too, because North Dakota and energy kind of goes hand in hand. Are you getting any concerns from North Dakota residents concerning our energy?
Well, we are hearing from leaders in the energy sector, especially, and also from Department of Environmental Quality. We are hearing about the numbers of regulations that are being pushed down from Washington, D.C., that are trying to stifle and actually kill our oil and coal industries in the state of North Dakota, which will raise costs for everyone and will compromise our national security.
So as Lieutenant Governor, Tammy, you've had a chance to see a lot of these, a lot of the issues close up. Let's talk for a minute here about taxes, too, particularly
yes.
Property taxes. What is your take on that?
Well, in pretty much every community that we've visited, property taxes have come up. I agree with what folks are telling us. Everyone believes they are paying too much for property tax. And that's true. Everyone has been seeing increases in property tax, but no one has said they support the proposed initiative. I think we need real property tax reform, but the proposal to eliminate property tax will just shift the burden to someone else, and it will significantly reduce local control. And I think on issues that relate to ambulance, fire service, other community services, we need to keep those decisions local. We need to retain that local control.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, we need to get folks together to find ways to find real reform for property tax. We need to be looking at the services that are delivered, if they are all still relevant. We need to look at the cost of those services and see if there are ways to, you know, freeze or trim some of those budgets. And we need to look at red tape. We were up in northeastern North Dakota for a town hall, and a farmer who was also on the county commission said he had just built a shop for $75,000. The county commission was trying to build exactly the same shop, but because of all of our red tape, it would cost $200,000. So certainly opportunities to cut red tape to reduce costs. And then lastly, we do have a lot of property tax exemptions it's probably a good time to take a look at those, start with a clean slate and see what exemptions are really relevant in making a difference.
Those
are some things we'll tackle.
Would the taxes be kind of at the top of your list if elected?
Tax, primarily income tax. And you may not hear a lot about income tax, but we do as we are doing workforce recruitment and business development for the state. New businesses coming into the state, that one of the first boxes they check is state income tax. And for workers, and you know we're trying to recruit a lot of workers to the great state of North Dakota, we're competing with a lot of states who have zero income tax. So we believe a zero income tax will be a great boost for workforce, and it may help us retain retirees as well. Every day we hear about retirees who are going to South Dakota, Tennessee, Florida, Texas to avoid individual income tax. So eliminating the individual income tax will give our state a big boost with the economy and with workforce.
This kind of goes without saying, if anybody has seen any of your campaign ads, let's talk a little bit about Second Amendment and law enforcement. Where do you stand there?
Well, yeah, if anyone has seen, especially my early ads, they know I am a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. My dad likes to say we all had BB guns by the time we were four or five, and it just graduated up. And in some of my ads, you've seen that we had a very rural business out in North Dakota on Highway 1 outside of Brockett. The bad guys knew that we were 30 minutes from law enforcement and took advantage of that. So when the alarm went off at the store, we just grabbed our shotguns and went and protected our property until the sheriff arrived from Devil's Lake. So very, very much support our Second Amendment rights, and we'll fight for that. Also, am very passionate about the good work that law enforcement does, as well as our military. So we will continue to look for opportunities to back the blue and help North Dakota to become the most military-friendly state in the nation.
Tammy, I know you're busy, but in wrapping up here, it seems that with your campaign ads, you have not chosen to go low and go negative with a lot of this. Is that by design?
Yes, I would like folks to learn about all the good things that I'm going to bring to the governor's office. So want to keep the campaign very positive and help our North Dakotans see what a great business leader I have been and the results I have delivered. And that's exactly what I will bring to the governor's office.
We are talking this morning with Lieutenant Governor Tammy Miller. Lieutenant Governor, thank you so much for being a part of the morning show. Good luck with the election and safe travels out there on the campaign trail.
Thank you, Bill. I'd encourage everyone to go out to TammyMiller.com to learn a little bit more about me, and I look forward to having your vote on June 11th at the primary. Thank you.
You bet. Tammy Miller, North Dakota's Lieutenant Governor. It is 9:48 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Sitting pretty good, high on a hill, looking at a field downwind. If I can make a nickel off of turning in bass, never worry about the price of gas. I've been wheeling and dealing and sitting there reeling them in. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays.